Okay, we're live with a special Ready Row USA. I think our participant Ryan is c coming back on soon. Tara, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
I'm good. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are going to be talking about today. Exciting new program that Ryan's developing down there in Chattanooga, I think, right?
Yeah, so I think, we have a global rowing community that is just trying to figure out what to do. A lot of in our hemisphere, we were just about to get on the water and do a lot of on-water training and translate our indoor into our outdoor, and everybody's chomping at the bit to get on the water, if you're a team rower especially. And we're being forced to either take your boat home with you and launch from your local, pond or river or lake or something, or borrow an erg from your club, or use the erg in your basement, or get creative. So Ryan and I are going to chat about some options.
Yeah, absolutely. And some exciting options. So today's episode hashtag is going to be COVID-19 Ergata. And so this is a competitive opportunity. It'll create a little bit of a forum. Concept 2 already has a challenge running, and that's basically distance accumulation. That is awesome. As a coach, when athletes ask me what they could be doing more of, I just say volume, right? Typically, in a program of 2 or 3 times a week, you're going to see some sprint and interval work. If you want to add to that, it's all about the volume. So the meters accumulation is there. We're going to go into the nuts and bolts of this Ergata and its launch coming up tomorrow with registration opening later in the show. But first, let's introduce our staff here. Producer behind the scenes here is Charlotte Pierce. Assistant producer not with us today is Shannon Borum. Correspondent here, Ryan Wirth, and so excited to be joined here today by Coach Tara from CZ Orr out in Vashon Island.
That's right. Hey, how's it going? It's good to be back. With the time difference, I usually can't be on the regular show anymore. But CZ Orr is plugging ahead just like everyone else. And I've got some cool opportunities to share and some information and resources about what we're doing as an adaptive competitive team.
Yes. So cool. And a lot of these ideas that exist anyway for people that are trying to adapt into different scenarios are just going to have to get adopted by more rowers and other athletes worldwide to maintain quality of life and fitness here as we also stay safe and healthy, keeping our communities healthy in voluntary quarantine. And Tara, that's one thing I just want to mention real quick is that really the well. Let's talk about sponsors first, and then I'm gonna go on that little tangent. So, Ready Row USA, we're always gonna have an episode hashtag. I already spilled the beans on this one. Usually, we try to wait till a little later in the show. So, but you can follow us on YouTube through any of your podcast listening apps. We give away rowing gear, gadgets, and services. The hashtag for today's episode is going to get you an entry into the full COVID-19 Ergata. You can follow us also on Instagram. We're going to be launching another hashtag competition for how dingy is your dungeon? Just people posting where they're finding an erg and where they're doing that there in isolation. You can always subscribe to us on the Rowing Chat Network. We are part of the Rowing Chat Podcast Network.
Cool.
And let's see, sponsors. So Pregel rowing camps over in Europe, they are probably shut down for at least the next 3 months. These destination camps are an absolutely awesome opportunity and one of which we are probably going to be losing here with the current pandemic. But something to look ahead for, maybe booking a fall trip is really good right now. I know that I have a wedding actually in September that I'm planning, my wedding. And I'm saving money right now booking the photographers and stuff flights because, as everybody reels from the economic impact, it gives the consumers an opportunity to save some dough. Not saying that Pregel is going to run any deals, but at least getting there will be more cost effective.
Yeah, that's true.
Another sponsor for the Ready Row USA podcast is Rowing Tales. And this is a annual production of just rowing stories and different things brought together in an anthology by Rebecca Caro, the executive producer over the Rowing Chat Network. Really cool tabletop booklet to have, something to keep around your house. And would definitely encourage getting into that. Well, let's jump right into this, Tara. This rolled out in November. We started really seeing it in the news here in the States in December. And here coming into late February, just like you said, as people were thinking about water season, for me, I was actually in Florida with the college team on spring break training trip. We had an awesome training trip. And as it was going on, we were seeing news of regattas having to make the choice to cancel. I think the rowing world, along with a lot of sports, jumped on it pretty quick. You know, seeing the MLB, Major League Basketball, I'm sorry, baseball also canceled, but also seeing the NBA just go ahead and immediately said, you know, remote games only, no fans, and then closing the entire season.
Right.
A lot of sports really did lead the way on that. For St. Patrick's Day, the Dropkick Murphys streamed their concert live from Boston. So that gave him, that gave me something to do last night while I was doing a little bit of erging and then donut eating. Anyway, I think
a lot of our there's a new normal in terms of pop culture. You know, like you could erg to a live stream of probably your favorite band doing a concert from their living room. I mean, it's kind of crazy. There's a band in Georgia that's doing a live stream Thursday night, and we're actually organizing a Zoom watch party where we'll have two screens where we're going to watch, all of us will have it on our screen, the concert, but then we're going to have each other on the screen and we're going to be in a Zoom conference watching it together. And I think you could do that with anything. You could do that with a workout. You could do that with a movie. You could do that with just anything you want to stay in touch with your teams about. So there's, you know, Zoom, of course, is getting a lot of interest and a lot of play. It's a great group conferencing tool. We've also been using FaceTime, group FaceTime, and Google Hangouts and WhatsApp.
Yep.
The tools, you know, there's no reason why you should be alone right now. And it's a great time to maybe reconnect with an old teammate or an old coach or an old friend or someone across the country or across the world. And you could train together. You could do a workout together. You could decide to do, here's the five moves. We're going to do a Tabata interval, HIIT workout, whatever you want to say, and really cheer each other on. You know, our CrossFit gym is doing CrossFit workouts that are basically free. If you have the link, you're in. And I think there's going to be a lot of that continuing.
Yeah, there absolutely are. I've got a couple resources to share with everybody here later in the show. Now, one of the things that we're obviously limited to is people with internet access, far as these virtual types of things. Now, if you can click the box for internet access, then you're really good to go. And that opens up a plethora of opportunities.
Almost now, too many, in my opinion. There's a lot of people jumping on this bandwagon right now. Stay with the people that you trust. I know we have some links to some stuff, and Ryan and I are available for people. Try not to get overwhelmed. And please, my disclaimer is, don't start something new that you've never done before. You know, don't jump in and start, like, you know, acro yoga based on a YouTube video, and you've never been upside down. Stick with what you know, simple movements, things that your body trusts, and get outside.
Absolutely. So that's a great point, getting outside. I think when we think about quarantine and isolation, we automatically think about indoors, but just the opposite of that. Open spaces. Actually, here in Tennessee, TWRA, Natural Resources, issued a statement yesterday that said the outdoors are still open.
Yes.
Which was funny to see amongst all the closures, right? But you know, going back to that idea of do what you know and don't add something new to your movement routine, or, you know, you could ease into something new as this opportunity. But when we think about training in isolation, one of the first things I like to remind athletes who are used to being around a coach or another athletes when they train is use a mirror or video feedback. You want that visual picture of yourself. If you're not used to looking at yourself while you're working out, that will be a new thing, but it's very important. Like Tara said, her and I are resources that you can reach out to if you're taking a video clip and you're like, am I hurting myself? Or, you know, this feels funny. But my advice to everybody, assuming you have a rowing machine, is to act like it's your first day again. And the first time you sit down on the machine, go through the basics. What does the catch position look like? What does the drive need to look like? How am I supposed to feel these things? And I don't care if you've been rowing for 40 years. You should do a mental recheck of that as things kind of shuffle. There is a really cool resource for those that do not have access to a commercial rowing machine. World Rowing has it. This gentleman named Jim Flood, I believe he's an engineer, put it out open source. And it's step-by-step directions on how to build yourself. Basically, if you have half a sheet of 3/4-inch plywood and a couple other components, including a bicycle wheel on a sprocket, you can build yourself an erg.
What?
Yep.
No. And
so we'll have a link to those instructions on show notes. Actually, it's one of the first things if you Google DIY erg, it's actually one of the first things that comes up. So
I wanted to do a shout out. We had a Facebook Live or a Facebook comment from Nancy Mack, who is a big fan of the show. I know she's also a big fan of Seize the Oar and of my Learn to Row Facebook page. And she says, we did a Zoom workout with some of our team last night. So I'm assuming that, I don't know if that's an erg workout or if that's a floor mat household objects workout, but or they went online and found a yoga class to do together, which there are tons. But good job, Nancy.
Yeah, go Nancy. And so, you know, in thinking about that, let's say you're not going to go buy yourself a half sheet of plywood and find a bicycle wheel and build yourself an erg. You don't have one anyway, but you are a rower. That's your primary exercise. What now? You know, the basics. You can even look, we've got a slide up right now of the muscle engagement through the rowing stroke. And you can just think about what you use, quads, hip flexors, you know, the whole sequence, and just work those pieces out with movements. A couple milk jugs make perfectly good 8.5-pound dumbbells. Okay. Don't keep them out for too long, but,
right.
You know, you've got things around the house to lift. A lot of parents are now at home with their kids. I look at my friends who have had kids, the breeders that I know, and they have a lot of functional fitness because these things are always clinging to you and climbing on you, and you're picking them up and you're moving them around. Work out with the kids. That can be a nice way to break that.
Family fitness, making it into a game, going, there's a video from China that's been making the rounds of a guy who made up all these cool games for his kids to play that were keeping them active and like undoing the wiggles, if you will. You know, we're really lucky here in the Northwest. Spring has sprung. You know, it's still cold, but we can be outside and we can be doing it. One thing that we like to do out here is open water swimming, which, you know, is like for people who like the cold water. But I have a swimming friend who said she's going to break all of her PRs in open water. Open water is open right now, right?
Yep.
Because everything's closed here, you know, the parks, the pools, gyms, everything in the Northwest, and I think everywhere now, that's pretty much the case. What I'm also seeing is that people are being more mindful about what they're eating, because either they're emotionally eating, meaning they're not making great decisions because they're just around the refrigerator all the time. So schedule. Get yourself on a schedule. Schedule your breakfast, schedule your lunch, schedule breaks, schedule a walk, and schedule your workouts. Do two a day, maybe a restorative one at the end of the day, maybe a more high intensity one earlier in the day. But my big point on my slide is about accountability. And I like that Nancy did that with her team, because that means they were communicating about how they could be successful in this time period. It almost feels like New Year's, you know, how people get really excited about stuff at the beginning.
Yep.
And how this could really start to taper off as we get further into this, because this could go for months. So we want to make sure that we're making some strong connections with a good buddy to go for walks with, or even just if you're a solo introvert person, you know, a good podcast that really kind of keeps you centered and keeps you grounded, something to like keep you moving forward. Cause I know I've had my moments in this quarantine of just wanting to crawl into my bed and like not get out. Cause I'm like, what is happening? You know, everything I thought was going to happen this year is just gone. You know, yep. every personal, physical, athletic goal is just out, kind of out the window. Although you and I both love trail running. So, you know, that's still available, obviously. So,
Yeah. I mean, I'm still basically on track for the 50K I'm planning to run in August. It's actually a 100K weekend. I'm going to try to do a half on both sides of a 50K. But, you know, as we talk about setting that regimen, somebody that I've used to research a lot and I go back to is Ernest Shackleton and his expedition to Antarctica, and they were stranded for, you know, 2.5 years and lost no crew. How do you keep morale high? And one of the things that's important is play and mental health. Okay. You can't write, you know, I think a lot of people are looking at this as, okay, I don't have commuting now because I'm telecommuting. I've got more time to train. Make sure you're having fun. You know, for all the adults, I think this bingo card is awesome. Get a couple people to play you in bingo. You can make it into whatever you want. Pinterest has tons of different stuff, name, game, et cetera. But for the people who are thinking more about keeping their training on track, or maybe you don't have a coach, or you're going to lose some of those resources, or it's an opportunity to research new things, we've got a short little research a resource library, I guess, that'll be part of the show notes. One is this COVID-19 ergata, the Coronavirus Quarantine Spring Sprints 2020, okay? Anybody that has access to a Concept 2 machine and the internet is going to be able to compete. We're doing apparel. We're doing stickers. We're doing medals for the winners of the 5 different distances. We're doing medals for the team points champions. So we've got small teams. We've got inclusive teams. And all that information is getting populated and sussed out right now. Stickers and stuff are on order. Obviously, everything will be mailed. It's entirely virtual. Concept 2 has always had a wonderful resource library on their website, from the basics of how to program a monitor to suggested workouts. You know, a lot of rowers already know they've got their 3 workouts of the day suggestions if you just want to mix it up. I got to give a shout out to Shane Farmer. His YouTube channel, Dark Horse Rowing, has always been a really good resource for content about Q&A about rowing machines, different types of workouts, and he's got some row along kind of stuff. And then there's another guy out there in the rowing world, strength coach Will. It's Will Ruth is
the
rowing coach. So those two guys both have a lot of resources, particularly Will at rowingstronger.com is his website. And he has a massive amount of free resources for strength and conditioning stuff. And, you know, my dog weighs about 55 pounds. So I have a 55 pound dumbbell for front squats.
Here's his book right here.
Yep.
He just sent this to me. You could win a copy of this on the Seize the Your Foundation online auction coming to you live at the end of April. You could win this copy.
There you go. Good. And
stay tuned.
That book's a good one. Circling back a little bit to Dark Horse Rowing, they're offering a month of training program for free. Just subscribe. And they are one that you subscribe to down the road. Faster Masters is another one that I know a lot of people already get after, but YouTube. Okay. You got to make it fun. One thing for rowers is core. We've got to continue to do core. If you can be motivated by a plank challenge, that's great. There is a new world record in the plank. It was set by a 62-year-old Marine. It's like 8.5 hours.
8 hours. Yeah.
Standard front plank. So you could be going after that, or just look up YouTube. I got one link on there. It's Uptown Abs. You can Google that. It's just a group of youth gymnasts that are doing a choreographed ab routine. If you can get through that 5-minute routine with those girls, you are going to be ripped, guaranteed.
So I saw yesterday on our favorite Facebook group, Masters Rowers International, that this woman has, and I wish I could find the link. I'll see if I can find the link for later, but she has a point of view videos of herself rowing a single all over the world, and she's just posted these YouTube videos, and you can sit on your erg and watch all this footage that she has created. And she just posted it, I don't know, we can find it, she just posted it I think yesterday on Masters Rowers International. I want to do a second shout out to Nancy Mack, because she just mentioned that the singles are coming out of storage this weekend. And I wanted to give a shout out to Conibear Rowing Club, which is my old club. Love you all. What they did was they actually took their boats and put them into someone's garage who lives on the lake. And now they have a check-in, check-out system where they're cleaning everything and wiping everything down. And people are getting to get out on the water with all the proper safety precautions, of course. And then Lisa Leffler is on watching from YouTube, and she's actually here on Vashon Island with me, and she's always interested in great advice and great online resources. So thanks, Lisa, for the comment.
Yeah, thanks for listening. I guess, Tara, I wanted to, I know that we're coming up on our time limit for the show today.
Yeah.
But can you just take a quick second and go over your bingo card for the people listening without the video feed?
Yeah. So we, let's go to that screen. So at Seize the Oar, anytime that we have a break from the team of more than a couple of weeks, we always do a bingo card. And this system has worked really, really well for us. And everyone's familiar with the concept of a bingo card. I always like to have an incentive, like a prize for blackout. So if you can do blackout and do everything on the card, that's great. You can download this card on our website at ccor.com. But I wanted to say that it covers three really important areas. It covers physical fitness and fitness wellness development. It covers some personal development goals. And then it also covers things like what I just call wellness. So things like watching your water intake, watching your sugar intake. So challenges, different, each space is a challenge. And we're an adaptive rowing team, but all of these things could be done by anyone. So for instance, I have a box called 5 transfer practices. So transferring for people who use wheelchairs means going from the wheelchair down to the ground and back up into the wheelchair. And for an adult who's having trouble with shoulders, ankles, knees, wrists, getting in and out of the boat, same skill.
Yep.
Go from standing to all the way down to the ground and get yourself back up in a somewhat dignified fashion.
Yep.
And you can also do, what's the exercise with the weight over your head, the get ups?
Yeah, get up. So you just hold a kettlebell or something with some weight in one hand, laying on your back straight overhead, and you keep it over your head until you're all the way to a standing position.
That's a great way to practice this skill. So please check out the bingo card. And if you submit your blacked out bingo card to me, it's on the website, you're entered to win a prize. Okay, it's global. Anybody can participate.
Love it. Love it. And I'll also include a link to Tara's website, Seize the Oar, and the Ergata website. And so here's the layout of this coronavirus quarantine ergata. It's being hosted by Tennessee Indoor Rowing. That's the web address, TennesseeIndoorRowingWrittenOut.com. And it's also the event, the group that hosts the Tennessee Indoor Rowing Championships, one of the sanctioned regattas for Concept 2's World Championships. But what we're going to do is give people, to the best of our ability, an opportunity to feel like they're at a regatta. You're going to row a preliminary round. These will all have windows of a little over a week for submission. The preliminary round, you'll pull a 500 and a 5K. You'll submit the best times of those two. If you submit one and then 2 days later you do another, it's faster. We'll take the fastest ones. The overall winners of those will get awarded just for that. But those results will go up. And then for everybody in every category, we're doing age categories, adaptive categories, master's age brackets, the whole gambit. You'll be able to see what all your competitors pulled for a 500 and a 5K. And that should give you a little bit of an idea of where you might land in the 2K rankings and hopefully add a little motivation to it. You know, a lot of people are already doing they already know their 2K pacing, right? We're also going to have as a standalone event, the Endurance Challenge, 10K and marathon distances, 42,195 meters. Set it on the monitor.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes. Marathon.
Yep. If you're racing for time, that's great. If you're just doing it to complete your first marathon ever, even better. Okay. So like I said, we're doing crystal trophies for team winners, and there's going to be a whole little gambit of team awards. We've had to build this entire event from the ground up here in just the last 5-6 days. Basically, I got rolling on this when we made the call to cancel CIRA, so the Southern and Collegiate Rowing Association Regatta. And as a little bit of, hopefully a little bit of help out of this event to some of these people being affected, one of the nonprofits that you can select to donate to will be the Oak Ridge Rowing Association. They were set to host not only CIRA like they have for the last, 50 something years. I think CIRA ran for 57 years, and this was the first cancellation. But they also had women's NCAA nationals this year. So a massive amount of regatta revenue for that city and town that is going to be lost here with these. I know a lot of people are in that same boat, but that's a venue that reaches all of us, masters, college, and high school rowers have all been there.
Yeah, Oak Ridge is my alma mater. I grew up in Oak Ridge, and I grew up with those fantastic regattas coming to town and just making such a huge economic impact on the little town. And it's a beautiful venue. So look up Oak Ridge Rowing, Atomic Rowing, and really, it's a great idea. You know, we've canceled all of our major events, our international events out here. So far, including the famous Windermere Cup and opening day, which would have been in May. So I also wanted to give a shout out because ORRA.org is the website for Oak Ridge Rowing. I wanted to give a shout out to our fan, Jennifer Huffman, who just came onto our YouTube channel to watch. Jen is a rower with College Club, and you probably know Jen more likely because her grandpa is Joe Rance from the Boys of the Boat. And she and her mom make the rounds regularly. They're also in the process of building the Joe Rance Boathouse in Lake Stevens, which, you know, the building of a new project and the starting of a new club is so fantastic. And I know Green Lake here in Seattle is under the same process. So we wish all of those clubs the best of luck, having had to cancel a lot of their galas and auctions. So, you know, when you renew your membership at your club this year, make sure you add a little extra to make up for some of the fundraising losses that we're going to see this year. So,
absolutely. You know, as you talk about starting a new club and resources like that, the Rowing Club News Forum, or the Ready Row USA Club News Forum, is a nice place to visit for some of that. You know, no club too small or remote. It's really the startups that are that are breathing new life into our sport. And it's so important to support those clubs. We've also got a gadgets and gear forum. You know, this is really changing the way spring's going to look for a lot of people. So getting creative with those things, that's a great resource for people looking into that.
And you know what, Brian, I'm going to make a prediction. There's going to be all sorts of new inventions coming out, all sorts of new gadgets, theories, some crazy cool new stuff is going to come out. So don't be shy. Help us or let us help you get your stuff out there. So if you've got a good idea about a new rigger, a new oarlock, or you've been thinking about some gadgety thing and you're stuck in your basement shop and you're working on something, tell us about it. And we'd love to help you get that out there. Cause we, I think we know a few people.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, I do hope that this, like you say, Tara, is an opportunity for some new things to come about. And I think from the administrative standpoint of starting a new club or just getting prepared for another year, I don't think anybody ever feels 100% ready for the new year. So maybe this next fall will be a little lower stress for some people if we can keep ourselves motivated now and getting that in order.
Absolutely. But I know at Seize the Oar, we are definitely taking this opportunity to assess our organization and in a good way. You know, it's really a nice step back. So hopefully everybody's taking that to heart.
Yeah, it's all about the silver linings. You know, one of the things that I didn't say out loud, but is on the slide, and we'll go into our sponsors from this. You create routine. We talked about that. Maintain a positive mental attitude. If you're going to dwell on the negatives of this situation, it's going to be hard. And I got to give a special shout out to all the high school and college seniors who NCAA has extended this eligibility extension, but that doesn't mean that students are going to have any reason to go back to school. It doesn't mean they're going to be able to afford it. It doesn't mean that programs are going to be able to handle the scholarship load. We're basically looking in college athletics right now. We're probably looking at 4 weird years here where we won't have normal classes, but that is super tough. Not getting to race at your senior championship. So we feel for all of you guys.
Yeah, shout out to all the seniors of all the athletics and all the proms and graduations and everything that we're going to probably have to miss. Our hearts are with you.
Absolutely. And our sponsors are with you.
Yeah. Good segue. Very nice.
So last quick shout out to the to the hashtag RRUSAcovid19ergata. So there's some typo potential in there. Make sure you get it right. And we'll be looking for you on social media to give those awards away. Producer Charlotte Pierce is the owner and publisher at Pierce Press, one of the sponsors of the show. She does a lot of kids books and some and good stuff. If you've got a publishing idea, then she's great to contact with that. So assistant producer is Shannon Borum. She is remote teaching her French classes now from home at Hampton High School, which is also a new club down in Central Georgia. And then on upcoming episodes, looking ahead, we've got Women's History Month features coming up. We're going to do some club news spotlights. We're going to try to make a synopsis of Olympic news and previews, which obviously with all three World Cups and most qualifiers completely canceled now, the Tokyo Olympics saying, you know, it's in our right to postpone if we need to, but let's try not to is basically the word on that. We're going to try to summarize all that and what it means for a lot of those Olympic hopeful athletes and how this is affecting that process for them.
Yeah. It'd be great if we had an Olympian on, you know, at some point, because I think even their training has gone indoors, you know. Yes. Good luck to everyone. Oh, Betsy Mitchell. There you go. Ergata includes para. Yes, Betty, Betsy, I've been helping Ryan with making sure that the right categories are in there and the explanations of those categories, including an inclusive team option, meaning both adaptive rowers and non-adaptive, and then all of our women and or female and male adaptive categories that you're typically seeing. So, and myself as a resource, and I'd love it if Betsy was a resource as well for the adaptive rowers. So
yes, thanks, Betsy. So thankful to have those resources and encouraging people. This is a virtual event. You will be able to create a one-time only team. If you've got friends who you never get to race with, then form a team for this. If you are an NCAA athlete, this doesn't have anything to do with any of that.
This is off the books.
It's totally off the books. Make your team out of your team. If you had a fast eight and you want to represent that eight, we're going to do a men's and women's top eight trophies. Come show that you at least had the power to be the fastest on the water, and we'll take it from there. But anyway, Everybody, thanks so much for joining us. We're off to work and whatever else we're doing. Stay safe, stay clean, and stay away from other people.
Yeah, and I can't tell you, I just noticed my shirt. I wear this every time I'm on the show, and it couldn't mean more than it does right now. One catch, one finish, one team, everyone. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.